We're going to be speaking to Simon Robertson about the new Miss Northumberland contest. We've been joined in the studio by Simon Robertson, who is here to talk about the inaugural Miss Northumberland. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me in.
And you've started coming in by looking at your own advert in the Gazette.
Yes, there it is.
On the front page of this morning.
Just driving up on the A1, I had the phone call saying that it was in the paper. And the first chance I've had to pick it up, and there she is, crowning off the launch of the competition.
Okay, so for people who don't know what we're talking about, what is Miss Northumberland and what's the general idea behind it?
Well, Miss Northumberland is a beauty pageant organised on behalf of Miss England. And for those who don't know what Miss England is, all those years ago, Miss World, that is still running, that's where our entry comes from. So it is a heat through to the Miss England final, and who knows, ultimately, it could be through to Miss World.
Right. Now, there'll be many people who are listening will have a kind of specific image in their minds of what beauty pageants involved, because they have a reputation in some quarters for being a bit seedy or a bit creepy. And so explain how Miss Northumberland is different and why that is important.
Well, if I can talk about beauty pageants on a whole, if you like, yes, I do understand where you're coming from. My idea, when I first had the opportunity to bring these beauty competitions back to the Northeast, Miss Sunderland is one that I've been running now for 2 years. And those are the sorts of questions that you're always going to get asked. And the first year that we did that competition, it was very much the same sort of questions. What we did is try and go at a different angle and try and create it a different way and steer away from those kind of, like, as you say,
the swimwear rounds.
Yeah, it's swimwear round. It's banned. There's no swimwear. Where first year we did corporate and business wear. But the biggest thing about these competitions is, one, it's a great opportunity for any models who want to get into this industry. It's a great opportunity for them to get experience, to more so than ever, the charity aspect, which is one of the most important parts of the competition for myself, is being able to raise money for a number of charities in the Northeast.
Can you give us an example of these charities?
Yes, certainly. I mean, the first year we did, we worked with the Sunderland Foundation. We raised £4,000 through auctions and different activities. The second year last year, we had two charities on board, Health for Heroes and Grace House Northeast Children's Hospice. We raised £7,000 spread over the course of the event, leading up to the event and the final itself. And this year, we've adopted Grace House Northeast Children's Hospice for Miss Northumberland, and also for Miss Sunderland as well. So our target is this year to raise £20,000.
Fantastic. So let's unpick this a little bit then. And one of the ways in which the contest is different from reading through the precedents is that there is very much an emphasis on fitness and well-being, to the extent that there is a boot camp round. Can you explain a bit about that?
Yeah, that's right. And that's a new thing we've done this year. The Miss England office are quite keen for us to push through the emphasis that swimwear is banned. It is not a tacky competition. And I'm so pleased about that, because we weren't planning on doing swimwear this year either. So what we've decided to do is focus in on the boot camp round. And we're hoping to bring up the Miss Fitness, who won the competition in that particular round at the Miss England boot camp, to do kind of a boot camp session, if you like. She was she's actually Olympic. She's competing in the Olympics next year, Stephanie Powell. So we're hoping to bring her up over the next coming months to do something with the boot camp. And ultimately, the girls who are in the competition will have the opportunity to kind of be shortlisted, if you like, into the final eight and be Miss Boot Camp.
Right. And the other thing that I think we should emphasise is that this is open to plus size model, because one of the other misconceptions, if you like, about beauty pageants is that we want size zero people, but that's not the case.
No, it's not. And again, I'm quite keen to kind of push that home. Last year we had Miss Sunderland, we had a few size 16 girls, and they both did fantastically well. They weren't put in the competition to make a statement. They were put in the competition because they were lovely girls who had great personalities and impressed the judges with what they did. And just like we said on Monday, as I'm sure you would have read in the papers, the kind of the curviness is in. That's what girls want. The number of girls I've spoke to this week, personal friends of mine, who are saying, you know, I'm putting weight on. You know, which I think's great. You know, end of the day, it's what you're happy with. And I'm quite keen to push that home as well. It is open to everybody. We're looking for beauty on the outside as well as within.
Yeah, and it is important to kind of, like you said, that having plus size models or, you know, plus size contestants, it isn't just a political statement saying, no, it doesn't have to be stick thin, but it is about kind of promoting the idea that self-image isn't just looking like all the girls in the glossy magazines.
That's exactly it. That is exactly the point.
So what sort of judging talent have we got on offer? Because I understand that one of the people involved, and I actually think he's involved in the boot camp stage, is Newcastle Falcons' Chris Pilgrim.
Yes, he's got a lucky job. He's got a tough job on his hands. Obviously, speaking to judges last year and the year before, they have got a really hard task on their hands, but I'm sure he's going to have a bigger one on his hands, kind of, you know, looking after all those girls. I'm sure they're going to be very competitive when we get round to that stage.
What other people are going to be judging the competition?
We're still looking into that. We are hoping to bring in a number of names. We're hoping to bring up the current Miss England, Jess Linney, who's just come back from Miss World. We're also looking at bringing in our current Miss Sunderland, because she's got a wealth of experience behind her, having competed at Miss England. She cut fourth at Miss England last year, which was incredible. She's just come back from South Korea. She was invited over there to do the Miss World University, where she managed to get Miss World Photographic, which was incredible. So she has got a wealth of experience behind her, and I think, you know, speaking to the girls, I'm sure she will be. She'll be able to give a lot of advice and input.
Okay, so there'll be a lot of people listening to this now that say, sounds great, you know, it's ticked all the boxes. How do we get involved? And, you know, what, and you've already kind of said the age limit is 17 to 24, but if somebody is listening, how do they apply or audition, so to speak?
Well, we launched on Monday, as you know, and the website's now live. The you can enter via the website, which is www.missnorthumberland.co.uk. You can fill in your details on the form and just upload a few photographs. You can also get an application form, which I believe will be going through in all the papers around Northumberland over the next coming weeks.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll be having our model scouts dotted around Northumberland in the next few weeks as well. So there will be a number of opportunities to get application forms from. Obviously yourself, we'll leave some application forms here for any listeners do want to come in on here and collect forms as well. So there will be a number of ways that they can enter.
Good. And how long does the competition last, and what is the prize, so to speak?
First thing we obviously start doing is getting the applicants in. The second stage is the heat stage, where we're holding a number of heats around Northumberland. I mean, first, second and third of those heats go through to our final.
Are we talking sort of end of this month, beginning of March for those?
It's probably going to be towards the end of February. By end of March, we'll have all our girls picked. Certainly by the end of March, the aim is to have all 24 girls ready for the next stage, which would be the boot camp and all the other activities that we're trying to put in place to kind of push the profile around Northumberland.
And the prize, I understand, is it a contract?
It is a modelling contract with Glamorous Model Agency. That's a new modelling agency that we've set up, and that will involve a number of charity responsibilities throughout the year, as well as a number of high-profile assignments as well. So it's a great opportunity for whoever is listening and thinks, you know, that sounds like I want to do this. It sounds a great way not only to kind of get a foot on the ladder, or if there's any established models out there who are just thinking, you know what, this might just be the break I need, because I think that's what it's all about in this industry, is grabbing the opportunities when they do come around.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about the crowning ceremony at Bamburgh Castle?
Yes.
Because I understand there are Harley Davidsons involved.
There was a Harley Davidson and a mysterious knight who had decided to ride into Bamburgh searching for his Miss Northumberland. Sadly, he didn't find her, but she's out there somewhere.
Right. So if there are still people out there who are kind of unsure, thinking, well, I don't think I'm confident enough, and I don't know what kind of how strong the competition is going to be, what one piece of advice would you give them to know if they're unsure still?
If they're unsure, I mean, I've worked in this industry a long, long time, and I think if you don't try, you'll never know. And I think even if you don't, you think, well, you know what, I'd love to do that, but I just maybe haven't got the confidence to do that. I can tell you the number of girls who applied, certainly over the last 2 years, in the competitions that we've been running, weren't all experienced. They weren't all, you know, we've done this for years. Some of them had never done it before. And it was quite rewarding to see, in a way, the girls who had started off at the very, very early stage from applying to being in the heat, and then on the final, how much they'd kind of matured and grown with confidence. And I think they're probably better people for doing that now, because a little bit more outgoing, what they thought they would never have done, they've done, and they've loved every moment of it. It's a chance of a lifetime. It's a great experience, and it's great fun.
Right, well, thank you very much, Simon Robertson from Miss Northumberland, for coming in and speaking to us today. Can you just give us the website to apply for again?
Yes, certainly. It's missnorthumberland.co.uk.
Right, and thank you very much for coming in. My guest, Simon Robertson, you're listening to Mix and Match with me, Daniel Mumby, on Lionheart Radio, 107.3 FM, your local community radio station. And any of the guests I've had on this programme over the past few months that I've been doing this show, if you go to lionheartradio.com, where you can stream this show live as an MP3, if you go on the Interviews tab, and that'll have a lot of the back catalogue, which we're working on putting up even more as we speak.